Coming off the worst game of his professional career, Nick Foles and the rest of this Eagles offense were under the microscope heading into the game today against the Oakland Raiders. And unfortunately, Adam, all they could do was only put up 49 points. Nick Foles couldn't even break the career NFL record for passing touchdowns in a game. All he could do was tie it. 7 touchdowns passing today for Nick Foles, the perfect 158.3 quarterback rating. He threw more touchdown passes than he did incompletions in the Eagles' 49-20 dismantling of the Oakland Raiders today. Adam, this offense and Nick Foles back on track.
Yeah, no question about it. As I said, you asked me in the kickoff show with my keys what was the most important thing. I said Nick Foles would get off to a good start. I said if he had a good game, the Eagles would win because I thought the Eagles' defense would control the Raiders. They were tremendous on defense. And the execution by Nick Foles is just great. And also give the offensive line credit, though. They also did a good job. And Foles was on point. That was my first key, and he nailed it today. And the tight ends also got involved. That was yet another key, as you saw Brent Celek with that touchdown catch.
This is the postgame show presented by Rico on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. I'm Bo Wolf. That, of course, is Adam Kaplan. We will bring you Chip Kelly's press conference live coming up from Oakland Coliseum shortly. But Adam, as the Eagles get back to 4-5, the first game of the second half of the season with a trip to Green Bay on the line next week, it's great to see that the Eagles offense of the first 6 games is back, and not only that, but better than ever after we saw what Nick Foles and Riley Cooper and DeSean Jackson, all those guys could do today when they were able to execute the plays that were called.
And we talked about, Bo, in the pregame about the tempo. They've got to get it back. Who knows where it went, but it was back with a vengeance today. This reminded me of the Washington game. The Raider defense got gassed in the first half, and when you do that, defensive breakdowns take place, and you saw that. And the Eagles had a great game plan. They executed very well. And the other thing that was back today, it's been a while, the deep passing game. It was good to see that.
The numbers for this Eagles offense today, super impressive across the board. It's 9.5 yards per play. As we said, DeSean Jackson, 5 catches for 150 yards and a touchdown. Riley Cooper, 5 catches for 139 yards and 3 touchdowns. Nick Foles spread the ball all around today. As we said, the 7 touchdowns. I mean, can you remember seeing a quarterback play quite this well? It's been a long time for the Eagles.
No, and if you look at the Bucs game and this game, you go, this is the template for Nick Foles. Get the ball out quickly. Play with an up-tempo. He loves this up-tempo, man. He really executes it exceptionally well. The only negative, the running game, quite frankly, is not where it needs to be. It was better than it had been lately, but Bryce Brown looked good. Shady made something out of nothing a couple times, but the bottom line is they've got to get the running game going, but good to see McCoy on that screen pass get a touchdown.
We'll talk a little bit more about the rest of the offense as the postgame show continues. We're also taking your phone calls, 215-320-5170. We'll bring in Ike Reese, and he's going to diagram some of the big plays in this game for the Eagles. Let's talk quickly about the defense, Adam. 5 straight games allowing 21 points or less. Another good job today against Terrell Pryor, who presented some problems in terms of what he can do on the ground as well as through the air. What did you make of the Eagles' defensive performance?
Yeah, we've correctly predicted that they would use Kendricks as a spy. That's what they had to do going into the game. And he also, remember, he got hurt for a little bit, came right back in there. I thought the game plan was great. Hem him in. They did a good job overall with Pryor. And what they also did is prevent the big plays for the most part from downfield. Opportunistically, they had a couple of interceptions today. And the run defense continues to get the job done. Darren McFadden also got hurt. He hurt his hamstring early in the game, but they didn't really give up many big plays. Pryor had the one big play. That was about it.
2 interceptions for the Eagles defense. Bradley Fletcher gets one. Connor Barwin gets one, the first of his career in the regular season. Remember, he had one in the preseason for the Eagles. We saw Michael Kendricks utilized as the main spy on Terrell Pryor. And I thought we saw a pretty good pass rush from this young defensive line as they moved on in their first game after the trade of Isaac Sopawaga.
In fact, the only real play they gave up was when Kendricks blitzed the A-gap and Pryor went the other way, and that was about it. So, no, the game plan was great by Billy Davis today, and they continue to execute it. You talk about a defense that enjoys what they're being asked to do. It's so obvious. They're playing with so much confidence. Confidence in this game is really big, and you saw it today. They were tremendous. And the only thing they're not getting is enough sacks, but I'll tell you what, boy, they made Pryor run around, and Pryor held on the ball way too long, and they took advantage of it.
Still, though, the story of this game, of course, is going to be Nick Foles. I mean, he's definitely in line again for another NFC Offensive Player of the Week award.
He tied the
NFL
record. In line. He's got it. We'll give it to him. Are you kidding me? How could he not get it?
But what did you see from him? I mean, the ability for him to bounce back from a game when he was 11 for 29 for 80 yards had the concussion at the end of the third half. The worst game of his career, probably the worst game of his NFL or of his football career, dating back to whenever he started playing.
Yeah, no question. Three things I saw from Nick Foles today. Created space to throw the football, got the ball out on time, and he was accurate. I mean, when you got that going on, it's hard to stop him. But fact of the matter is, we saw seven touchdowns, only five incompletions. It's like an NFL record. Really incredible, the accuracy today. And the offensive line, though, we got to give them credit. I thought they did a really good job today. He threw under, even when he was under duress, he kept his eyes downfield, which is so key in today's game. And he also, the other thing is he threw with anticipation. Boy, that's his game. You saw against Dallas, he was holding on to the ball too long. Today, he got rid of the football and made the tight ends and receivers go get it.
That's what was so bizarre about that Cowboys game is that every time we've seen Nick Foles play, other than that game, he gets the ball out pretty quickly. He throws with anticipation, as you said. In that Cowboys game, it was like there was something going on. He could not get rid of the ball.
And give Chip Kelly credit. He said, forget about the play count. Look at this. They only had the ball, the Eagles, 22 minutes, but they had 49 points. I mean, it's incredible. Only 55 plays, they got 49 points. It's right. It's just about execution. And the quarterback, when the receivers and tight ends are getting open, he's got to get rid of the football. And I thought Foles was brilliant today in that area.
Now, we've obviously seen the highs of Nick Foles here. We've seen the lows against the Cowboys. What we need to see now is that consistency. Can he play at, obviously, not quite this high level, but can he play at a high level and get this Eagles offense moving forward? They've got a tough game next week at Green Bay. But I think what you've seen today is that Nick Foles not only gets an opportunity to start next week, but he gets a chance to grab hold of this job.
For this season, yes. That's the key point. For this season, he has the opportunity to be the guy the rest of the season. And you see the execution. Chip's talked about it. Hey, when the plays are there, the quarterback's got to make them. And when he gets it out, and you saw that Cooper pass there, Cooper was in the middle of his route when he threw the football. And I'm like, it was kind of like that Giants one where you're like, wait a minute, where's he going here? And he threw it to a spot. And he said, go get it. And he did.
Absolutely. So we wait to hear from head coach Chip Kelly shortly. The one injury that did occur was Jason Peters left the game with a pectoral injury. Obviously, we cross our fingers for that one. Alan Barbary came in and played left tackle, but it didn't sound like it was anything too serious. He was questionable to return. Obviously, the score at that point had played a factor in him not returning. But otherwise, the Eagles come out healthy. So interested to see what Chip Kelly says a week after. Really, he and his offense were questioned throughout the league, scoring only 3 points over the last 2 weeks. They come out and just blow it out of the waters today, 49 points.
Yeah, and the Packers will see this tape and say, okay, what do we got to do to stop them? It would be very interesting to see how Foles reacts next week to yet another brilliant game. The last time he did it, next game was bad. Can he keep it going, as you said? I think he can. You see, it's all about confidence with quarterback. He had no confidence in the Dallas game. No one knows why, but we'll see what happens.
One of the things the Eagles have had trouble with over the past decade or so is those West Coast trips. Are you impressed with the way the Eagles were able to come out firing today? We know that Chip, differently than Andy Reid, had the team fly out yesterday, only one day in advance on a West Coast trip. Typically, teams fly 2 days in advance. I think it was nice to see that the offense was able to, and the whole team was able to come out firing.
Yeah, it's a good point because I think that was a question, you know, almost every team now flies out Friday for a West Coast trip if you're an Eastern team, and they did it. They flew out early afternoon, and clearly they had plenty of energy. And, you know, of course, you had the time difference and so forth, but the fact of the matter is, I said it in the pregame show. I said, if Foles gets off to a good start, they will win this game because I trust this defense. Unlike the previous two seasons, you have to – everything we've seen the last five games – they're building such confidence right now. I trust Billy Davis and his game plan, and the players can execute it. The offense must get off to a good start, and we saw that today. And also, I think we failed to mention, we should mention it, Brandon Boykin on kickoff returns. Tremendous. In fact, he had that great return that he tripped over his own feet.
He looked much better.
He did. And then you saw Deshaun Jackson on punt returns. This is what we talked about in the pregame, where they do it. And they did it today. They made the change, and rightfully so.
And the Eagles didn't even get that much from LeSean McCoy today. 12 carries for 44 yards, 36 yards receiving as well, so 80 total. Bryce Brown looked good, 7 for 54. But the Eagles, their offense today functioned because of the passing game. And you wonder if that means that next week maybe they're going to be able to run the ball more because the Packers will respect their passing game more than the Raiders did coming in today.
But the bottom line, though, Bo, is the tempo. The tempo was so fast. You heard Tim Ryan on the broadcast for Fox talking about it. I mean, the Raiders just could not get off the field. They were gassed. And what happens is when defenses are gassed, they'll start giving up some plays, especially big plays downfield. That was the other thing today. It had been so many games. Everyone was asking, where's the downfield passing game? We saw it today, and it was tremendous. And then the defense also on the other side of the football, flying to the football today. Boy, they were after it today. There's no question about it. They did not give up those big plays to Denarius Moore. We talked about in the pregame show. He's their deep threat. They just kept them in front of them, and they did a good job.
The other interesting thing about the tempo today, especially early, was typically when you see the team putting the gas pedal on, it's because they see some kind of mismatch and they want to exploit that and not allow the defense to substitute. Today, they were substituting with the pace, which really was just trying to get the Raiders defense gassed.
It's not easy to do that. You know, that had been a problem before, the substitutions and slowing it down, and also penalties. Remember, there were six in the first half, but they were able to overcome that. I'll tell you what they were doing, which I liked today, and obviously the coaches were getting on them for this. The play would happen, then they'd run back very quickly instead of just waiting. You know, Chip had talked about there are three or four things that would happen earlier in the season where they were slowing the pace down. Now they were not slowing it down at all, even with the penalties, and I like that. So, you know, overall, again, the play count was not the key. The key was tempo. And that was, in my keys to the game, that was my third one, and that was probably actually the most important. Nick Foles got it going, and you could see what happens. When you run this offense correctly with the tempo, they could pretty much score against anyone if the quarterback executes, and he did today. That was Nick Foles. Now, for the second time now, the Bucs game, Bo, you saw it now. The perfection, the tempo, outstanding.
Cowboys came back and won a game at Minnesota today. Actually, it was at home against Minnesota. So they remain one game ahead of the Eagles. But still, the Eagles very much involved in the NFC East race here. Now, we want to hear from you throughout the show today, 215-320-5170. Tell us how you feel about the state of this Eagles team and the offense. What do you make of 3 points in two games, followed by a 49-point explosion on the road against the Oakland Raiders? Again, we're also waiting to hear from Chip Kelly out there in Oakland. We will bring that to you live right here on the postgame presenter. And you know what? He's right here.
Feel free to start lifting. Questions? Yeah, Nick played really, really well today. You know, I think he'll tell you the same thing. He really had a really good week of prep. Was just kind of dialed into what we wanted to do, and was outstanding in terms of his performance today. So we wanted to win the game and score a lot of points. Yeah, I mean, as we've really kind of had to do. I mean, we called a lot of plays that we've called in the last 2 weeks. We just executed them. I think that's the biggest thing. You know, we put the ball on people. I thought he was really, really good early on third down. You know, we converted a lot on third and longs with some big plays to keep some drives going. And then, you know, as we talk about trying to get that first down, and then we kind of get rolling. You know what I mean? You got to stay away from the threes and three and outs. And we did that. And once you get that first down, then we can go. And I think the whole group, I thought we blocked it. I blocked it really well. When you can play a game and not turn the ball over, turnovers was a huge thing. And we've been harping on that since the day I got here. And I think we continue to do that. And we can go out there and not turn the football over. You know, we've got some guys that if you're going to try to cover us one-on-one, they got on cover, and they did today. And that was big for us. So, you know, I thought it was a good game overall by everybody. I thought our defense did a really good job. I know they were on the field for a lot of times. They converted third downs, but they bowed their backs and got really tough, especially in the red zone. I thought we covered kicks really well against an explosive kick team. So I thought it was an overall really good team performance.
Did you know he was close to the NFL record?
Yeah, I know. There's a sign in our office. I walk by it every time. Adrian Burke did it at Griffith Stadium. So, I mean, I know what the record is, but this isn't about records. It's about going out and getting a win. And if I put Nick out there and, you know, trying to get a record and he gets hurt, you know, that's being silly. I also think records are meant to be broken when they're supposed to be broken. So, and I think you asked Nick, I think it's the same thing. It's a hell of a thing to do. And there's not many people in the history of the game that have did what he can do. But, you know, we were trying to win the football game and make sure we got out of it healthy. We got a big test this week getting ready to go play Green Bay.
What did you learn about Nick this today, you know, coming off the game that he had, you know, 2 weeks ago against Dallas, to show the resilience?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's what I think we all expected, the guys that are around him every day. So maybe he showed some other people. But, you know, I think what happened in the Dallas game was really kind of the exception and not the rule for him. I think he's a guy that really spends a lot of time preparing, and it shows. And you know, today was a prime example of it.
When you went back and looked at the last two games and say, okay, are we doing something wrong with these calls or with these plays? And you just decided it was just the executing them?
No, it was a matter of everything. I mean, putting a game plan together as a coaching staff, it was everybody. It was coaching staff, it was players, it was the whole deal. And I think we did a really good job this week preparing for the Raiders. And the great thing about it, now we got a huge test again. We got to go do it again for Green Bay. So.
The production of the Eagles
coup?
Yeah.
That's the coup I know. You know, I think, you know, some people wanted to throw him under the bus after the first couple games because he hadn't caught as many balls as people wanted him to do. But he's a big physical target. And the first touchdown was a great example of it. You know, he kind of muscled up and kind of got physical and got by the guy. And that's the one thing that Coop can do, is that when he's covered one-on-one against the smaller defensive backs, he can not get knocked off and does a great job catching the football. So I'm really happy with Coop's production. You know, he did a couple of things similar to what he did in the Tampa Bay game, but, you know, we found him when he was covered one-on-one and was real productive. So.
What do you think of the tempo? It seemed like you have to move faster. Is that just a product of?
I think it's a product of getting first downs, is what we talk about. You know, it's real tough to go tempo if you go, you know, first down incomplete. You know, now the ball's not going. You know, once you can start to get rolling, I thought we did a pretty good job with it. And, you know, I think that's a tool in our toolbox that, you know, we don't play fast all the time, but I think there's opportune times, and our guys knew it. They're starting to get a better feel for it, so it's obviously something that helped us today. So,
Chip, you said you did a better job of executing plays, but you have plays in the playbook. Were there more that you used today that you hadn't used that you just opened it up today?
No, I think everything we used this week, I mean, everything that we called today, we've had in before. We didn't add anything, so.
Using a lot more 12 personnel.
Yeah. And it's a great point, but we talked about it since the beginning. It's a matchup thing. You know, they got a really interesting dime package where they bring people from all over the place, and I think, you know, sometimes that settles them down a little bit. And, you know, I think the development of our other tight ends behind Brent, you know, Ertz getting better, Case getting better. So, you know, that was something that we had hoped to at some point in time. We were going to need it some weeks. It's not, you know, the flavor of the day just because of what it will present for you today. We really felt this week that it would be a big thing for us, and I thought those guys did a really good job. I thought Brent played really well today.
Were you impressed by the way Foles moved in the pocket? That hasn't always been his strength.
When I've been around him, it has. So, you know, I thought he did a really nice job executing what we do. I think he's a good athlete. You know, he's not a blazer. You know, I mean, we all understand that, but I think he really moves around and keeps things alive, and that's what he did today. So. I mean, we haven't had a whole body of work. I mean, he started the Tampa game. We've started three games since I've been here. So, you know, two of the games he played really well in, and one of the games he didn't play so well in. So.
Chip, you mentioned you were aware of the record. Was there any? I know you were immersed in the game. Was there any buzz on the sideline? Did somebody say something?
No, we're just talk. We got a bunch of guys that just want to beat the Raiders. So there wasn't any real talk about that. So. You see, what's the I had it at 10 questions. I didn't know if it was going to be 10 or 11. So, again, it's got to be based on health. So we'll talk about all that stuff later on. Mike's a little bit better. I don't know where he'll be this week in terms of, you know, will he be up or will he be down? But he says he feels a little bit better. They're trying to get aggressive, and he's been really aggressive with his rehab. But he couldn't have gone today at all. You know, and I think, it's something we'll keep monitoring and all those other things. But. We need everybody that's on our roster to get healthy and be able to contribute, because it's still, you know, we're this is game 9. You know, we still got 7 more games to go. So.
Any idea how serious
Peter's
injury is?
No, I think he could have gone back in, but I don't think it's that serious. They had a mix of everything. I mean, kind of the same things they've done. I think when you get to this point, Jeff, everybody's going to do what they do. You know, you got 9 games on tape or 8 games on tape. You know, they're not going to put in a special look for, you know, they may put an extra blitz in or so, but, you know, they did the same thing. They were a 4-down team and played some 2-deep, and they mixed it up, played some single high safety and played some man free. They brought some blitzes, and, you know, I think that's what they had shown going into the game. So.
Not to detract at all, but it seemed like a lot of guys fell down in coverage. Was the footing bad that you guys talked?
I think there were kind of slips going each way, you know. So, I mean, we all play in the same field, so it's not an advantage for one team or another. So. You didn't just swear, did you? Fluctuation. Okay. I mean, there's cameras here and stuff. So and that's why people play the game. You know, I don't, you know, if you could fix it with one thing, I mean, you'd go out and do it. It's not like you got to, you know, the muffler's hanging, so you got to take a screwdriver and just tighten it up and go. I think the one thing I'll give these guys credit for is they stuck to the plan, and they executed, and they understand that. And we weren't very good on the offense. The coaches weren't good on offense. Players weren't good on offense for the last 2 weeks, and today we were good.
Maybe
But we can't pat ourselves on the back and say, hey, we were good last week, so it's going to be a piece of cake this week. Is we got to do the same exact thing, preparing against a really good Green Bay team.
So. Can you address the flip side of the ball? I mean, it's the fifth week in a row defensively.
Yeah, I mean, it's what I expected out of our defense. I think they're getting more familiar with the scheme. They got a better understanding of where everybody's supposed to be. You know, we did a lot of things that we did real well early, but we still didn't. We're not getting balls thrown over our heads. Our defense is starting to create turnovers. They're starting to get sacks, and those things are coming. But I think as a group, offensively, defensively, special teams, we still have only been together since April. You know, so I think it's just a matter of all of us maturing, us getting a better feel for them getting a better feel for us. You know, but it's a great bunch, and I'll tell you that. The one thing that they do, and they've done it since day one, is they don't make excuses, and they practice really, really hard. And if you continue to do that, I think good things will happen to you. So.
Two more questions, guys. Two more questions.
First of all, the two passed. Can you talk a little bit about the play? And
which one?
First drive, first and goal to two.
It was just a play because that's what we had and that's what we practiced all week long. You know, we're still going to do the same thing. So, you know, it's what we felt we were going to get for coverage. And, you know, they gave us what we thought we were going to get. And I thought we had a really good play design to put it in. So. No, he didn't really practice all week long. I was surprised. He bounced back really late at the end of the week. But, you know, we felt like he was dressed based upon that if Deshaun couldn't go, if Boyd couldn't go, we could put him in there. But, you know, hoping that I'll give him credit for actually being able to go. He's kind of surprised everybody with his ability to come back. But we had kind of planned since the beginning of the week that I didn't think we're going to have him. So.
Okay, thanks, Coach. Bring Nick Foles in here in a little while.
Excuse me.
Get some calls.
Sure.
Chip Kelly, the head coach of the victorious Philadelphia Eagles, 49-20 against the Oakland Raiders. And we've got an addition here to the set on the postgame show presented by Rico, former Eagles quarterback A.J. Feely. A.J., your thoughts on the Eagles' impressive offensive showing today?
Well, I'll tell you this. It's Nick Foles' city for at least another week. So going forward, it should be fun watching what's going to take place here.
Absolutely. And a tough game next week against the Green Bay Packers. Later, we're going to be joined by Ike Reese, but right now, Ike is going to break down Nick Foles' first touchdown pass of seven, a two-yard strike to Brent Celek.
Let's take a look at Nick Foles and his first opportunity behind the center since his injury a couple weeks ago. This is the Eagles' opening drive. They're in the red zone coming into this game. Eagles second to last in the league in red zone efficiency, going 9-23. But you see, we start here. They catch the Raiders in man-to-man coverage. You got the two tight ends setting here, and what you're going to get is a crossing route by Nick here. You're going to get a receiver, Riley Cooper, coming in here. You see Brent Celek is matched up man-to-man there here. And Nick Foles, what he has to do is be decisive with this throw, but he has to give it time to develop. As Celek is going across, he realizes he's right here. You got a little bit of a rat in the hole right here to help. Does not matter because as Riley Cooper comes along, you see the cluster. Celek manages to break free. Nick Foles keeping his eyes on the target the whole time. Nice throw, nice soft touch. Brent Celek with the touchdown, opening drive. This is what the Eagles offense needed. Scoring when you get the opportunity in the red zone.
And action.
That's a wrap.
What are you doing?
What? These Dunkin' wraps are delicious.
Can I get a wrap too?
Try Dunkin's new Angus steak and cheese wrap with barbecue sauce and cheddar cheese. Now that's a wrap. America runs on Dunkin'.
At Sports Authority, we have all the name brands you love, like Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, and the North Face. We carry fitness equipment, camping, bikes, baseball, and more. We offer a rewards program, The League, which earns you 5% back. And we'll match prices with our ad price match promise. So why do we do it? Because we love sports just as much as you do. All the best brands, all the best value. Sports Authority, all things sporting good.
I got you white chocolate pumpkin.
Oh, please don't call me pumpkin.
No, it's white chocolate and pumpkin.
Oh.
Pumpkin.
Aha!
Pumpkin is back at Dunkin' Donuts. Hurry in for delicious pumpkin coffees and lattes today. America runs on Dunkin'.
Bo Bo Wolf, Adam Kaplan, and AJ Feely back on the postgame show presented by Rico. The story of the day, Nick Foles, 7 touchdowns, tying the NFL record for most touchdown passes in a game. 22 of 28 for 406 yards, the perfect 158.3 quarterback rating. AJ, I want to ask you, how do you rectify the Nick Foles we saw 2 weeks ago, so low against the Dallas Cowboys, to such a high this week against the Raiders?
Well, I look at last week's game, or last time he played, as an outlier. Equated almost like a golfer who has a bad day. The more and more you press, the more and more you can't find your rhythm. But I wasn't really worried. I knew that he would come back and have a solid performance. And the name of the game for him was consistency. And playing that way, and at times taking shots when it was called upon on first and second down. And guys made plays for him.
It did look today like this was the Nick Foles we've seen over the past few years. And it does seem like that Cowboys game was an outlier. Would you agree, Adam?
I would. And I want to ask AJ here, how much is confidence coming to account when you're evaluating quarterback? What you played from game to game, because you saw Nick, didn't have the confidence. How did he get it back? How much is confidence playing to a quarterback?
What's the name of the game? I mean, all quarterbacks have a certain moxie about them, a certain charisma, and ability to feel like they can make every single throw. But when things don't go well early on, you know, quarterbacks tend to press. It is time, you know, you find hard to find levels of where you're going to throw the football, your rhythm gets off. In order to get that back, you try to, as a coach or as a player, is take the easy ones, and you build from that.
Again, we do expect to hear from Nick Foles live at Oakland Coliseum. AJ, as a guy on the offense, seeing the Nick Foles of 2 weeks ago and then seeing the guy today, how much confidence do you have moving forward that this is the guy we'll see week in and week out?
I would think going forward, he's going to be the guy. You know, but you never know. Another performance like Dallas, Mike coming back, you don't know. But I expect good things from Nick going forward.
Adam, your expectations for Nick Foles moving forward, how do you feel about his status as the Eagles quarterback?
I think, and we talked about not having a great margin of error, but here's what we have to look at. You've seen 2 games where he was absolutely brilliant. You understand he's a young quarterback, and young quarterbacks are going to have bad games every once in a while. If you're Chip Kelly, you see the unbelievable numbers, and you see the tempo from which they play with Nick Foles being the quarterback. To me, it's very simple. Let him be the quarterback. If he has a bad game, give him another chance to bounce back like he did here, and obviously Michael Vick was hurt, so he got a chance. But he's shown that he can bounce back. I think that's a good thing because we weren't really sure who Nick Foles was. That's actually what I said on Eagles Live on Tuesday with Dave Spadaro. I said, I don't know who Nick Foles is because he has a brilliant game and a terrible game. Now he's another brilliant game. Can he back it up? Just play consistent football. That's what we need to see from him.
Can we now put to rest the notion that somehow the NFL has figured out Chip Kelly's offense?
Yeah. You know, not only that, every once in a while, a quarterback is just not going to have a good game where the plays are there to be made, like we talked about in the Dallas game, and he didn't make them. If you can get the quarterback off to a good start, and AJ talked about it just now, about making easy throws. We talked about it in the pregame. Get it out of his hands quickly. Get him some confidence. And that's what you saw today. So the template's there for him to play well.
AJ, how about your thoughts on the offense as a whole, seeing what they can do when the players are executing the plays that are called?
Well, I think it runs effectively. As long as you can, you know, move the ball on first and second down and you eliminate long third downs, you have a chance to move the chains and score points. And I thought what Nick did consistently well today was take shots when they were appropriate. And I know that I mentioned that earlier. But, you know, on times where you see matchups with a guy like Riley Cooper, who's a situational wide receiver, especially in the red zone, you see him matched up one-on-one. You have to take those shots. And Nick Foles recognizes that, and I think that's one of his stronger suits.
How about the tempo? Were you – oh, never mind. We've got Nick Foles live at the podium.
I think that, it's like I told you, sometimes you're going to have bad games, and they're tough to deal with, but you always have to, you know, watch the film and see what you did wrong. And it's like I saw the things I did wrong, and I know that I can fix them by working on them in practice, studying the film, and seeing where to go. So that's where that 24-hour rule comes in handy. And, you know, we had a great week of practice as a team. I thought the guys came out, did a great job today. It was a team win. Receivers did a great job downfield and making plays. And, you know, I had time to throw. So with all that together, you know, it was a great team win. As you know, we suffered 2 defeats recently, and our offense, you know, sputtered a little bit. So it was good to get back on track. We just got to keep building on it.
Did you ever get a sense of how a game can go on your first, you know, 5 or 6 throws or whatever?
I mean, you really just want to play one play at a time. You don't want to try to get – it's a long game, and you don't want to try to get ahead of yourself. So you can – there's been so many times where I've started the game and gone right down and scored a touchdown, and then, you know, we won't score a touchdown for a little while, and then you just got to keep going. So it's one of those things you really never know. You just got to – because what happens when you do well is they're going to adjust, so you just got to keep firing and be smart with it. That's where the preparation comes in and being on the same page with everyone.
Did you kind of feel in a zone, though? I mean, is there a point where you just realized everything was clicking for you?
I just, you know, I slowed everything down. I really just, I understood what we were trying to do. I wasn't trying to make too big of plays. Obviously, there's going to be times where big plays need to be made, but I was trying to, you know, do what I did all week during practice and just carrying that onto the field.
What does it feel like to have a piece of NFL history? And were you aware of the record during the game at all?
I mean, I was told of it after, and, you know, whenever I've looked at records throughout my whole life, I've always, you know, the greatest thing about it is the guys you do them with. So it's something that's special for the Philadelphia Eagles organization. We were able to spread the ball around, but you got to look at the key components that went through it, you know, the O-line blocking, guys running great routes, making huge catches. So it's a special moment for the organization, but it's special for all our teammates. We just got to keep getting on the right path.
Are you aware of it, though?
It was like when I stopped playing, so.
You guys seemed to light up Hayden pretty hard today. Did you see something on film that was going to let you do that?
No, I mean, I just feel confident in my receivers. No matter who they go up against, I just feel confident that they're going to win. And, you know, studying the Oakland film, we knew we were going to have, you know, to really be on key on the routes, so I was going to have to be pinpoint and all that stuff. So I didn't really focus on either of them. I just, you know, my matchups based on leverage and everything that goes along with it, with the coverages. But our guys played well. I really just worked on, you know, my follow through. Obviously, the footwork's always important. And there's going to be times during the game where your feet aren't going to be in the right spot and you just have to make an awkward throw. And I missed a couple that I'll watch and I'll work on it and get that better. But, you know, just being accurate, really following through on the throw, that's a big thing. Accuracy was key. The Cowboy game, I was not very accurate and I did not play well. So, you really have to get back to the fundamentals, and I was excited to go out there today and get a win for, you know, the Eagles.
Shifter, anything differently to get you out of the pocket? Were there plays, a little more plays designed to get you out and let you throw on the run?
No, not really. When I was throwing on the run, that was just just trying to make a play.
It seemed like you were so comfortable, though, moving around the pocket under pressure today. Did it feel that way to you?
Yeah, I felt really comfortable because I knew the guys were going to protect me. I knew my O-line was going to do a great job, and they did. And there's going to be times, you know, you wish you'd drop back and take a three-step, five-step drop and really sit in there. But there's going to be some times where you got to move and keep the eyes down the field, but that's where, in your mind, you know the timing of the routes, you know where your receivers are going to be, and, you know, recognizing what covers they're in, it'll give you all the answers. You just got to be accurate.
Did you get a ball from this or anything to keep? Do you have a souvenir?
I didn't grab anything.
Piece of the turf?
I'm just happy we got a win. We just need to build on it.
Nick, your rapport with Riley, I mean, today and Tampa Bay game, I mean, can you talk a little bit about how you two seem to be so in sync?
I think he's a tremendous player. He's a hard worker. And we really spread the ball around. Obviously looking at coverages based on what plays we have on, I have confidence in every single one of our receivers, tight ends, running backs. So, he's a big physical guy that'll go get the ball, and he has a lot of speed, and I don't think he gets a lot of credit for that. He's a fast guy and a great athlete, so he did I was really proud of him today.
On his first catch with the bubble screen, they had 3-on-2 numbers. Did you see that before this thing happened? What was your other option there if they found running there?
You can run it. We could run it, or, you know, they were lined up late, and they were trying to get out there, and got him out there, and he showed his speed on the outside. So. Well, they took it away a lot of the game. It's just that we don't run it all the time. So to take it away, that's a lot of man coverage. So our guys did a great job of getting off man, and we were able to execute our plays with man coverage on. That really helped us, you know, get them out of that because they were trying to switch it up.
At what point in the game did you get a sense this was
going to
be
there? Shoot, when the game was over.
Because
you just try to stay steady because you just want to keep going. No matter if you're doing good or bad or whatever, you just try to forget about the last play and keep grinding. I didn't want to lose my mentality that I started the game with, so I had no clue how many touchdowns I had thrown or anything. So I was just, every time we got the ball, just trying to execute that play, seeing what they were doing. And you know, in the NFL, no matter how many points are on the board, the other team is very, very talented, and they can always come back. So once that buzzer was off, that's when I knew that we had a great game.
You ever throw 7 touchdowns before, like in a high school game?
Only in a video game. But no.
Was this like that?
Yeah, you know, it was just a, you know, blessing.
How did you hear that you had 7?
It was after, I guess, several people came up to me and just said that I tied a record that was 7 touchdowns. And I remember Peyton doing it earlier in the year. And it was just it's a great honor. And, you know, hats off to our guys for doing a great job.
Had you watched that game from beginning to end, the one that Peyton
won
7?
I've watched cut-ups of it. I haven't watched it from beginning to end.
Nick, the way the defense has been playing the past couple weeks, you know, they've been progressively improving, 17 games.
Yeah, I mean, when you have a great defense, championships are won with great defenses, and obviously you want a powerful offense, but our defense did a great job, and they've been doing a great job, and, you know, they will continue to work and will continue to grow, but when you have a defense that, you know, shuts down teams and gets you the ball back like that, it really helps the offense, and you feed off each other, and if you can get, you know, if you get all three sides of the ball going, you're going to have a great opportunity to win.
Nick, does your 24-hour rule apply to a game like this, too?
Yes, always.
Yes.
Nick Foles, the man who ties the NFL record for touchdown passes in a game with 7. A big week for him as the Eagles bounce back from 2 straight losses and take out the Raiders 49-20. Adam, we thank you for your service in the kickoff show, the halftime show, and the postgame show presented by Rico. But right now we're going to turn our attention to the defense. We're going to bring in Ike Reese, who right now breaks down what he saw from the defense today against Terrell Pryor and the Raiders.
Let's take a look at the Eagles' defense in the red zone, defending the read option against Terrell Pryor. The key guy on this play is going to be Michael Kendricks, whose responsibility is to make sure he stays free so that he can spy Terrell Pryor here. But to make this play happen, Connor Barmer, who has outside containment here, must force Terrell Pryor to make a decision quick with the football, either hand the ball off to Darren McFadden or keep it himself. As you see, Connor Barwin comes down, crashes in. Terrell Pryor makes the right read. He keeps the ball. Michael Kendricks here does a nice job staying out of the wash, keeping his outside arm free, getting to the outside of pursuit. And here's what you're going to know. This is what all good defenses do. They run to the football. It's Benny Logan there, Earl Wolf there. You got 2 other defenders on the outside already. You're going to see Cedric Thornton right there hustling to the ball as well. So that Michael Kendricks is not responsible by himself on this play here. This is what good defenses do right there. They swarm to the football. They swarm to the football. Let's take another look at something Billy Davis has started to do over the last month, which is cause confusion to opposing offenses. You're going to get line stunts plus an extra rusher, which you always need when you have a mobile quarterback in the backfield. You're going to see what we call an ET stunt there, where that end goes in, the tackle comes around. You're going to see Fletcher Cox and Trent Cole here. They come down. Earl Wolf's job is to stay upfield, don't lose containment, and he's right there for the sack. This defense is executed perfectly. Only thing is, the rookie there, he has to stay upfield. He would have had a sack there, but he does a good job recovering, getting to Terrell Pryor, forcing a bad pass there and a penalty, which is just as good as a sack. This defense is starting to come together.
That's you, Jones.
That's me. Mm-hmm.
Your home for the most live sports, Xfinity.
now for the 11th year in a row. One Philadelphia hospital has been ranked by U.S. News and World Report as one of the nation's best for orthopedic excellence. Thomas Jefferson University Hospitals. The streak continues.
Here we are, me and you, on the road. And we know that it goes on.
You're the boss of your life, in charge of making memories and keeping promises. Ask your financial professional how Lincoln Financial can help you take charge of your future.
Welcome back to the postgame show presented by Rico on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. And we have managed to get even handsomer on this set here. Ike Reese in with Bo Wolf and AJ Feely. Ike,
at least a better beard, at least.
Absolutely. Now, your reaction to Nick Foles' performance today, the record-setting 7 touchdowns.
Well, I thought it was a great bounce-back performance for Nick. You know, I never thought he was bad as he looked in against Dallas. But I wasn't sure he could duplicate what he did in Tampa. And, man, did he exceed what he did in Tampa, coming out throwing for 7 touchdowns today. Perfect quarterback rating. I'm happy for him. You know, he caught a lot of flack for his performance against the Cowboys. But it's great to see him bounce back today.
And I think Eagles fans are very excited with the performance from Nick Foles today. And we hear from our first caller of the day, Seeley from Virginia. Seeley, I know you enjoyed those 7 touchdowns.
Oh, it could be better. What's up, Bo, Ike, and AJ? How you guys doing?
How you doing, Seeley?
Doing well.
Oh, I'm doing great. You know, couldn't ask for better offensive performance from that team. You know, defense definitely brought it again. Offense finally stepped up. Couldn't ask for anything better, you know?
No question about it. And what do you think this means for the Eagles' offense moving forward after only scoring 3 points in the previous 2 games, exploding for 49 today?
Yeah, I think it shows when I gotta give credit to the offensive line. I think, you know, the past couple of games, I don't think they really kind of played as good as they wanted to. This game, Nick Foles had a lot of time, you know, was able to kind of make his progressions, go deep on some passes. It was good to see the offensive shine and defense step up again. Let's go Birds, baby. You guys take it easy, all right?
No question about it. We appreciate the call, Seeley. AJ, you know, Chip Kelly had talked about not doing anything different offensively today, just executing better. Did you see that? Did you see them doing anything different?
Yeah, I didn't see anything different in terms of the play calls and the game plan. You know, and talking with the coaches during the year, they're going to stick to what they know. They figure what they're going to run is going to be effective, and they're going to force defenses to beat them. And, you know, case in point today where, you know, they mixed in a little of the short passes and some of the screen game with the tight ends, the swing passes, which are essentially extended run games, and they were effective, and they turned into big plays.
I like that swing pass, the 25-yard touchdown to LeSean McCoy. That was one of the best throws I thought Nick made today.
Yeah, and the thing you noticed first about Nick, as opposed to the game against the Cowboys, he was decisive where he wanted to go with the football, and he was very accurate. I mean, a lot of the plays looked the same as they did a couple weeks ago. It's just that he connected on the passes. I mean, it makes a total difference in the offense.
All right, back to the phone lines we go. Ray from Kentucky. How are you, Ray?
Good, Bo. I ain't talked to y'all here, buddy.
I'm doing well. How you doing?
Doing pretty good. Got old Reese there and old AJ with you too, don't you?
I guess so.
I couldn't make that out. Sorry, bud.
No, I was pretty excited today, man. I tell you, we hadn't had a game like this since Donovan, you know, back when he played Dallas.
Yeah, or maybe Mike when they won on the Monday night game at Washington a few years ago.
Yeah, too. Now, I was really impressed with my corners because, I mean, last year, you know, we was hurt the corner last year, but really impressed with Williams and Fletcher, so.
But, Ray, I gotta say we're having a little trouble understanding you. So we appreciate the phone call, but we gotta move forward. Guys, here's one question I want to ask you both. Having been through games, the 3-hour flight back after a 49-20 win, what's that gonna be like?
Sweet.
Yeah, these are the ones you like.
Yeah.
I mean, you go out to the West Coast. I can remember we went out there to play San Francisco on a Monday night. I believe it was back in 01 or 02, and we got a big win. We went out there with Corey Detmer as our backup quarterback. He was injured. AJ came in. We kept the game rolling. It was a great victory on Monday night. And I'm telling you, those 4 or 5-hour flights from the West Coast to the East. When you get a W, it's a lot easier to sleep on those planes.
When you lose, they're miserable.
Yeah.
They're miserable. I mean, there's you don't get much sleep. You know, the coaches are pacing up and down the aisles. You know, guys are running the plays in their heads of what they could have done differently. And it ruins your sleep for another 2 days because essentially you're getting home at 6 or 7 o'clock in the morning and trying to move on from there.
I think everybody here at PhiladelphiaEagles.com has a much better week when we have a 49-20 victory instead of a 3-point loss. Excited
about
that. Yeah. Ike, your thoughts on the offense as a whole. So many questions over the last 2 weeks, only scoring those 3 points against the Cowboys and Giants, exploding for 49 today and working really on all cylinders.
Yeah, I mean, it really is the quarterback. I know Chip talks about this a lot, about having good play at that position really dictates whether or not the offense will flow effectively. And that's really what it is. When these quarterbacks don't play well, the offense looks out of sync. And today, it started with Nick Foles completing passes early. I mean, that first play to Riley Cooper, where he sticks his foot in the ground and gets up the field, it's the same play I saw last week, where I saw DeSean Jackson dance around a little bit and winds up getting tackled short of the first down. When you run the plays the way that they're designed, it makes the offense run smoothly. And it starts with the quarterback. It really does.
I think we saw that broken down on Eagles' game plan.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I mean, and that's really what it is. When Chip talks about the other facets of the offense doing their job and everybody just doing their job individually, this offense seems to be unstoppable. When guys get out of character or they're getting outside of the framework of the play, the offense sputters. And I think that's what we saw the last 2 weeks. Today was a flawless performance, and it's great watching it when it operates like that. It's been since the first game of the season since we've seen this type of explosion.
Yeah.
I mean, you make a good point, because for an offense to be effective, all 11 players have to be in sync. Unlike defense, where a guy can mess up and one guy can make a play and make up for it, an offense, everybody has to do their job. That first play of the game to Riley Cooper, it doesn't work if one guy doesn't make his block. So everybody has to do their assignment. Unlike defense, offensively, it's like a clock. Everybody's got to be in sync.
Well said. All right, we go back to the phone lines. Kenny from New York joins us. Kenny, your reaction to the big day on offense.
What's going on, Bo, Ike, and AJ?
How you doing?
Very well,
bud.
I'm happy, man. I love just the play calling and using the tight ends more. You know, Brent getting involved more and Ertz. You know, and I'm excited, man. But I want to keep it going. You know, it's one game. Like, you know, we take it one game at a time. But I want to see the consistency. And we got a good Green Bay team coming up. So, you know. You know, just keep it going, man. You know, the NFT is wide open.
I think it's that's well open. Said. Appreciate the call, Kenny. It's true. Obviously, you want to see this game, a tough game next week against Green Bay. The balancing act here that I'm looking forward to seeing is, I think Oakland coming into this game wanted to see Nick Foles prove something, that he could throw the ball. Now that he's done that, maybe Green Bay backs off a little bit, and that opens things up for LeSean McCoy in the running game.
Yeah, definitely does. I was a little surprised at Oakland's game plan against Nick today. I thought they would bring a lot more pressure, force Nick Foles to see if he can hold on to the ball at times. He struggles when he has to do that. But they allowed Nick to sit back there and just throw the football. I mean, there are so many different facets of this offense that it's difficult to key in on just one part. They don't focus on just one player on the offense to sort of get him off in the game. Nick doesn't have a problem throwing it to Ertz, throwing it to Cooper, throwing it to Selleck, throwing it out of backfield to Shady McCoy. And as a defensive player, it makes it that much more difficult to defend an offense when you don't know where the ball is coming out at.
I think that's right. Go ahead.
No, he does. He does a great job of distributing evenly. And that's what makes a great quarterback. Obviously, you're going to have your big play guys who you want to feed the ball to down the field. But in order to be an effective quarterback and to be great at that position, you have to be willing to spread it to guys when they're open, not necessarily who you want to throw the football to. You let the game and the offense dictate who you're going to throw to. And Nick does a great job of that.
The phone calls keep coming in. Santiago from Virginia. Santiago, what is your confidence level in Nick Foles right now?
I'm very happy with Nick. I think that was the best quarterback performance since, like, Donovan and Vic against Washington, really, to be honest. I'm just surprised that, no one's mentioned that he's basically going to be the starter for the rest of the season. I don't see Vic making another start unless Nick gets injured.
Well, as Chip said after the game, so much of this depends on health. I mean, Mike is still not ready to come back. Nick has to prove that not only can he keep this level of play up, but that he too can stay healthy.
Yeah, you're exactly right. I know everybody wants Chip to name one quarterback and stick with that guy. I'm included in that boat. But the way the season is unfolding, Each season is a season upon itself, and Chip has to do what's best for the team for this season and not worry about next year, not worry about whose feelings he's going to hurt. Right now, Nick Foles is playing great. You ride the hot hand. And quite frankly, with Michael Vick being injured, I mean, there really is no question here. One guy is healthy and the other guy isn't healthy, so you got to stick with Nick Foles right now. And you know, I don't want Chip to go overboard and declare one guy just yet.
Right.
For the simple fact that you just don't know how the rest of the season is going to unfold. And with the Eagles still being in contention for a playoff spot, it's the coach's job to put the best players out there. There's no need for Chip to overcommit to either one of these guys until one of them proves that they can stay consistent for more than just 2 weeks.
And I think we – go ahead.
I was going to say, luckily, how the season's unfolded up to this point with injuries, he hasn't had to do that. And it's been a blessing up to this point. The guys have been injured, and when they haven't played well, the other guy stepped in and played, and then when the guy hasn't played well, the other guy steps in. So for up to this point, it's kind of walked into a perfect situation.
And I think what we've learned from Chip Kelly is that he's not going to declare anybody the starter for the rest of the season. He is taking this 1 week at a time. He got a little animated this week when he was questioned about whether he needs to evaluate guys moving forward, and he said, "We are focused every week on winning that football game," and obviously that happened today for the Eagles, 49-20 against the Oakland Raiders. We're going to take a quick break here on the postgame show presented by Rico. We'll hear from some players in the locker room on the other side, and still taking your phone calls, 215-320-5170.
And action.
That's a wrap!
What are you doing?
What? These Dunkin' wraps are delicious.
Can I get a wrap too?
Try Dunkin's new Angus Steak and Cheese Wrap with barbecue sauce and cheddar cheese. Now that's a wrap. America runs on Dunkin'.
NovaCare Rehabilitation is the exclusive provider of physical therapy to the Philadelphia Eagles. With 90 locations in the Delaware Valley, NovaCare maximizes the physical well-being in patients of all ages and abilities. Our team of medical professionals puts you back in your game after surgery or injury. The Eagles choose NovaCare, so can you. Call 1-800-770-NOVA. NovaCare. Recovery starts here.
At Sports Authority, we have all the name brands you love, like Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, and The North Face. We carry fitness equipment, camping, bikes, baseball, and more. We offer a rewards program, The League, which earns you 5% back. And we'll match prices with our ad price match promise. So why do we do it? Because we love sports just as much as you do. All the best brands, all the best value. Sports Authority, all things sporting good.
One more! Let's go, yo! Woo! One more, let's get it, let's go.
Proven hydration to help replace what you sweat out.
Each one of us is our own boss. And no matter where you are in life, ask your financial professional how Lincoln Financial can help you take charge of your future.
I got you white chocolate pumpkin.
Oh, please don't call me pumpkin.
No, it's white chocolate and pumpkin.
Oh.
Pumpkin.
Ha-ha.
Pumpkin is back at Dunkin' Donuts. Hurry in for delicious pumpkin coffees and lattes today. America runs on Dunkin'.
Bo Wolf, Ike Reese, and AJ Feely back on the postgame show presented by Rico following the Eagles' 49-20 win in which Nick Foles tied the NFL record with 7 touchdown passes. And Mike from Texas wants to talk about Nick Foles' potential, not just this season, but as a possible franchise quarterback. What do you got, Mike? You there, Mike?
Okay.
Yes, sir. Well, I just wanted to preface this by saying that I'm a huge, huge Michael Vick fan. I love Michael Vick, and but I'm just looking at the Eagles in a long-term thing, and you know, I feel like Michael Vick, his glory years are probably coming to an end, if anything. And is Nick Foles really a franchise quarterback? I mean, I think he's an absolute fantastic backup quarterback, but do you see him being the guy for the Eagles, or are the Eagles going to be shooting for probably the best quarterback position they could get in the draft or trades coming up next?
Well, I tell you, this term franchise quarterback is thrown around so much, AJ. If you're asking the question, is he Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, Drew Brees, any of those guys that are called quote-unquote franchise quarterbacks? No, that's not Nick Foles. No. But if you're asking, can he be a Matt Schaub, well, not Matt Schaub this year, Joe Flacco, you know, that type of a quarterback that you can win with and get into the playoffs with, I certainly believe he's that type of a quarterback. Quarterbacks in this league often get too much credit and too much blame. The good quarterbacks that win, they win because they have a sound, solid football team around them. And that's all Nick Foles really needs. He needs people to believe in him, put a team around him, and this guy can win football games. You don't do what he's done two out of the last 3 weeks and can't play at this level. The kid can start at this level. You can build around him, and you can win with him. If you can win with Joe Flacco, you can win with Nick Foles.
AJ, your thoughts on
Nick
Foles?
Yeah, I make the point. People like to throw around the franchise quarterback thing. I don't think a franchise quarterback is actually given to a guy. You earn that. So for Nick Foles to be a franchise quarterback, he has to play 3 or 4 years and become that guy. Right now, he's a quality guy, and I think, you know, I compare him to a poor man's Flacco, and he has the ability to win a lot of football games and lead this team. But until he does this for 2 or 3 years, he's not going to be considered a franchise quarterback.
And what I think we've seen from the Howie Roseman and the Eagles' draft philosophy is that they're not going to reach for a guy. But, I mean, if you have an opportunity to upgrade at the position, maybe you do that. But I think Nick Foles is a guy who can carry the offense forward, and as long as he's doing what he did today and throwing to open receivers, making decisive decisions, obviously the offense can function and the team can function. I mean, they won by 29 points today. So
yeah, no doubt about it. I think this really boils down to what the head coach prefers
right
at his quarterback position. Most of us think that he wants a guy with a little mobility built in the mold of a Michael Vick. And that's why a lot of people are intrigued by these young quarterbacks, the Mariotas, the Braxton Millers, you know, all these guys coming out next year potentially. A lot of fans are intrigued by those guys because they think that's what Chip prefers to
sure
have at the quarterback position. But I would think Chip prefers to win.
Yeah.
And the guy that gives him the best chance to win, he can figure out a way to fit his offense around that quarterback skill set. And again, if you build the other pieces, the defense, the running game, the offensive line, the receivers, make those strong units around a guy like Nick Foles, there's no reason you can't win in this league.
Well, one thing Nick Foles was able to do today was find Riley Cooper for some big plays. 5 catches for 139 yards and 3 touchdowns for Riley Cooper today. And he talked in the locker room about the Eagles' big offensive day.
He just, he was just playing his game. I don't know if he was doing anything in particular, anything different. He was just going through his progressions, making the correct reads, and he was just dead on today. Pinpoint accuracy. He played a great game. You got to give him all the credit in the world.
You take me through the touchdowns. The first one that down, you go down the sideline.
Yeah, the first one it was just man coverage, and it was press, and I had a go route, and he just stepped back, looked off the safety, and just threw it up. And you know, that's what he does. He makes the proper reads. He throws it where the ball needs to go, and then from there he trusts in the wide receiver to make the play. So you know, that's one thing I like about Nick, and one thing he does really well.
And then the deep one, it was just a matter of, it seemed like it was the same matchup against Hayden. Looked like you ran the corner route, just separation.
That deep one, it you know, he looked the safety down and the safety skied down, and you know, I just took it over top, just a post route, and he led me and I went and got it.
And the last one in the red. You go ahead.
What were some of the things you guys studied against this defense? They hadn't played a lopsided game, if at all, this season.
Yeah, their defense is definitely strong. They had a great defense for sure. And, you know, especially 24 back there. So it was a big test for us and a big test for Nick especially. And he came to play.
Why is he so good in the red zone? Your last one, he came in the red zone. He was very efficient in the red zone. What makes him so good?
Yes, he's very efficient in the red zone, but I think that just carries over from being efficient in the field as well. He's just on right now. And I don't know if he was more on in the red zone or in the field, but I felt like today was an overall great performance by him. So I don't know if it's anything particular in the red zone, but he played a great game.
Most touchdowns you ever had in the season was 3. Had that same amount today.
Yeah, it feels good, man. You know, it feels great. The quarterback has confidence in you, throws the ball where it needs to be, and when you have that with a great game plan, you know, the sky's the limit for us.
Good stuff there from Riley Cooper. Now we have talked so much about Nick Foles and the offense. I want to turn our attention a little bit to the defense, a defense that has allowed 21 points or fewer each of the last 5 weeks, continues to get better. And Mike from Miami is on the line. He also wants to talk about the defense.
Gentlemen, what's going on?
What's up, Mike?
How are you doing,
Mike? What's happening, partner?
How you doing?
Yeah, this is where you belong, man. This is where you belong, in the seat of the nest. Just want you to say, love you, bro. I'm glad you're on the show. Nice showing today, man. Nice pressure. I thought there was pressure throughout the entire game. Just really what I want to say about this team is that this is a marathon. It's not a sprint. And it's important for us fans to realize that. We always want the quick fix, the quick answer. And the truth of the matter is, time will tell exactly what's going to happen. But for right now, we got to do what fans do, and that's support our team and trust in our coach.
Well, I think that's well said, Mike. Thanks for the call.
Yeah. I mean, that's a great approach to being a fan. It's just not a practical approach to being a fan.
We didn't expect such level-headedness.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, but he's right, though. And, you know, Billy Davis talked to us after that Denver Broncos game. He said, trusty, man, they're getting better. And he picked an odd time to ask for everyone's trust after giving up 50 points out there in Denver. But he could see on film that the defense was starting to understand his concepts, what he required of them to do. They were trusting one another as well as trusting the coach and believing in the scheme. So you see them improving each and every week, and it's fun to watch. I know we love talking about the offense, but I'm a defensive guy, and I love seeing good defensive play.
What do you see them doing better defensively over these last 5 games?
Well, first of all, they don't give up a ton of big plays, and that's a far cry from where they were a year ago. Also, they are tackling so much better, not just the last 5 weeks, but really over the season. They are making teams earn every blade of grass, every yard, every point. They're not giving up easy scores. They're not beating themselves, what we've become accustomed to watching the last 2 years. And Billy Davis is starting to open up his playbook a little more. He's giving them a little more freedom within his schemes. He's blitzing a lot more. As a defensive guy, you hate sitting back on your heels and having the offense dictate what you're going to do on your side of the football. I played for Jim Johnson, and he loved dictating to the offense what they were going to do, and you do that by attacking. And I'm starting to see a lot more of that from this defense, and the players appear to be having a lot of fun playing this defense, and that's what it's all about on that side of the ball, having fun, rallying to the ball, and getting stops.
Your thoughts on the defense, Avery?
Yeah, I would say, you know, the big thing for them is that they don't give up big plays. Everything's kept in front of them. And as a defensive player, if you can do that, you're going to limit guys and your limit points scored. As a quarterback facing a team like that, it gets a little frustrating when you're throwing checkdowns all the time and throwing little 5-yard routes. When you try to make big plays and they're not there, you find yourself punting all the time. So as an offensive guy looking at defense, I would hate facing this team right now.
And that's what Billy Davis has talked about throughout the offseason and the early season, is that is their goal. They don't want to allow those big plays. They have the safeties play a little bit further back, and occasionally, you know, if you've got to give up a first down on a 3rd and 8 or something like that, that's okay. You make them work their way down the field, and that's part of the reason why I think we've seen them be so good in the red zone.
Yeah, because odds are, if you keep the ball in front of you, eventually that offense is going to make a mistake somewhere. Or if you happen to get down there near the red zone, you shrink the field, you play your 2 coverages that you're best, you know, that you play the best, and if you can hold a team to 3 points, that's a victory for the defense. I know early in the season we were frustrated by a lot of plays being made in front of our safeties. Nate Allen caught a lot of criticism. But they've tightened that up a little bit. You got to understand the concept of the defense is don't have the ball go over your head. And we've seen very little of that this year.
Specifically those safeties, what have you seen in Nate Allen and both him and Earl Wolf?
Well, Earl's taking the typical rookie path. He shows you flashes. There's going to be times where he looks like a rookie and, you know, an offense is able to confuse him, and, you know, with a different route, something he's not used to seeing in college, and take advantage of his sort of greenness at this point. But he's getting better each week. He's flying to the football faster. And Nate Allen, it's all about confidence. I see a guy playing with confidence as opposed to, you know, playing afraid to make a mistake,
sure,
and taking the sort of passive route to the football. He's playing with a lot more confidence. He's playing much more aggressive. And Billy's starting to use him closer to the line of scrimmage where he can be a little more effective.
And he's got that adjustment from last year and the year before in the wide nine when those safeties had primary run responsibilities and they got caught on play action so often.
Yeah, not only that, you get caught on play action in that wide nine defense. I mean, the gaps are like 10 feet wide. I mean, and that's difficult for a safety to come down and make that tackle.
All right, well, then we talk about Billy Davis. We talk to him in Oakland as he reacts to his defense playing so much better over the last five games.
We felt like we disrupted their timing. Knew he was going to make a couple plays. He made a couple big ones. But we were real happy with holding them to 13 points all the way to the very end of the fourth quarter. But we felt with 95 plays to keep them to 13 or 20 points was a good day, even though the yardage wasn't where you want it to be.
Did you mix up spy coverage at all?
Oh, God, I tried every kind of spy known to mankind. And most all of the times he was running. Now, there was one or two in the first, one of the big ones, I was on an inside pressure, and he got outside of it. So I didn't go back to that call again. But, you know, you can't spy him on every situation when you're playing a run. It was a rundown, and he scrambled out for a lot of it. So he's a phenomenal athlete and, you know, made some plays. But the guys, again, with 95 plays and the effort they put in and almost held them to 13 points to the end, it was a good day.
Is it really gratifying for you as a staff? Because from where you started with and just how much they seem to be coalescing.
Absolutely. You know, it was nice to put all three phases together today and get a good solid win. And that's what we hope we can build on is just three phases playing together and getting wins. Yards, whatever the stats matter. But, you know, the points are what we're focused on. And it's coming down and we'll continue to work on it. We've got one heck of a challenge next week in Green Bay. But the guys, you know, they're really coming together. They like each other. They understand it. I know them better. They know us better. Yeah, so, you know, we're moving in the right direction, and we got a lot of work left.
Did you spy? Did you spy?
All day.
Michael or different guys?
Well, mostly Michael, but we mixed up with Connor a couple times, and then with both Michael and D'Amico a couple of pressures. But you know, he's a phenomenal athlete, and he, you know, when he gives up 15, 20 yards, you get away from all of it. You know, he's an athlete, and he made some plays. We knew he would, and. But the guys did a great job of scrapping through, and we disrupted the timing and got some pressure on him. And he made some plays, and we made some plays.
Billy Davis, the architect of the ever-improving Eagles defense, breaks down the Eagles allowing only 20 points, under 21 for the fifth consecutive week as the Eagles take out the Raiders 49-20. We got one more break here on the postgame show presented by Rico. Bo Wolf, Ike Reese, and A.J. Feely coming back on the other side to wrap things up.
Back in the day, I busted up some plays, but you'll never find me in busted coverage because I have auto insurance from AAA. AAA gives this safety blanket coverage and saves me my favorite color, green. AAA, use it for all it's worth.
Ugh, why does she pack these things? I ate one by accident last time, and we won. It's good luck. But it tastes like a dirty old tree branch. What the heck is Quino? But this is for first place.
What is that, a loofah?
It's a Quino.
Bud Light, for the fans who do whatever it takes.
That's you, Jones.
That's me.
Your home for the most live sports, Xfinity.
Together, we make the NFL Ticket Exchange the only place to buy and sell verified authentic NFL tickets, which means we make sure your name is on your ticket.
Enjoy the game, Gary.
Guaranteeing the day belongs to you. Guaranteed, with your name written all over them. NFL Ticket Exchange. Together, We make football.
These days, you can find me on the road, at the movies, shopping, or traveling. And I do it all with AAA. For roadside assistance, discounts, and travel planning, AAA has you covered. AAA, use it for all it's worth.
Imagine a pill with a camera inside that takes pictures of your digestive tract painlessly. At Jefferson, we're among the first in the area to use it, and we're working on the next generation now. But that's really just a snapshot of all the innovative things our team is doing, which may be why Jefferson has earned a national reputation in digestive disorders, not to mention the trust of more patients than just about any hospital in the tri-state area.
Discover the Jefferson difference. Call 1-800-JEFF-NOW for an appointment.
Bo Wolf, Ike Reese, and AJ Feely getting ready to wrap things up here on the postgame show presented by Rico. We go to the phone lines. Doug from Connecticut. Doug, your reaction to the Eagles' 29-point victory over the Raiders.
You know, my birthday was October 20th, and I was hoping for a game like this against the Cowboys, you know, as a little bit of a present, but it was worth the wait.
Happy belated.
I don't know. You know, I'm going to be quick. Some just things that pointed out to me. It's Fletcher Cox on the way to the Pro Bowl. I mean, I'm seeing a lot from him. Lane Johnson, is he the best O-lineman in this past draft? I'm not hearing his name, and I think that's a good thing when it goes with O-linemen. I feel good where this unit is as a whole. I expect dominance from that O-line, and you know, I expect it more consistently, but I hope they get there. And the defense, just I don't know what it takes to switch schemes like that from a 4-3 to a 3-4, but if they continue to evolve, that's just going to be fun to watch. So I wish Macklin was here to enjoy it. I don't know what that offense would look like with Macklin in there, but I think that might help. I just want to keep it rolling. So thanks for the time.
Appreciate the call, Doug, and it is one of the great what-if questions about this Eagles season. What if Jeremy Macklin were healthy? But, you know, injuries are a part of any season, and that's really the biggest hit they've taken.
Yeah, I mean, you would love to see this offense with Macklin, Cooper, and Jackson, especially with the way Riley is playing right now, and hopefully we'll get that opportunity to see Macklin back here next year if he can get re-signed.
Big picture, and he talked about patience as you watch a defense transition from a 4-3 to a 3-4. The offensive scheme is completely different through 9 games now. Big picture, what do you make of where the Eagles stand right now, 1 game behind the Cowboys in the NFC East and also moving forward?
Honestly, Bo, AJ, I think they're ahead of schedule. I mean, I really do. You know, you're talking about a coach coming in his first year trying to switch a total scheme on the defensive side of the football, not having the complete personnel that he needs to run that scheme for Billy Davis, and he's managed to do this thing on the fly, get the players to buy into it. And when I look at the offensive side of the ball, when you lose your best receiver, your best all-around receiver in Jeremy Macklin before the season even starts, and you have to find a way to compensate for that. And they don't go out and really get a top-notch guy because there's none available once training camp starts. I mean, to be sitting at 4-5 right now, having gone through all three of your quarterbacks in 9 games at some point with 2 of them being injured and 1 of them still injured. I don't know a coach in his first year dealt a tougher hand at this point and still has his team 1 game out of first place. I know it's the NFC least, but the fact is they're 4-5, and I remember how it was in Andy Reid's first year as a head coach here, and I don't think – I mean, we didn't look anything like this as a team and under Andy in his first year.
Yeah, definitely I would say they're definitely ahead of schedule, especially when you look at the defense. I mean, switching from a 4-3 to a 3-4, usually that takes a couple years to plug in your own players to come in and rush ends to inside nose tackles who are big and strong, who can – take care of the center. Offensively, considering they've played 3 quarterbacks and to be 4-5, that's a plus. Most teams that have played 3 quarterbacks in this league are probably looking at 2 wins. So the fact that they're in the thick of things, they're 1 game behind with 3 quarterbacks having played, I would say they're doing a great job.
2 games left before the bye. They've got at Green Bay next week and then home against the Redskins. So maybe if you go 1-1, you come out of that 5-6 heading to the bye, you get back healthy. I think you have a chance to catch the Cowboys, but that's what we will follow throughout the rest of the season. Our final call of the day, Gabe from Virginia, I believe. Gabe, how are you?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
How are you doing, Gabe?
Oh, not too bad. Man, just wanted to make a quick call, finish up the night. guys, I was up there and I'd come from Virginia. I came up for the Dallas game a couple weeks ago, and I think that's where a lot of the things turned around. The defense really started to step up, you know, that game. And I drove all the way back, and I listened to a lot of people call in and, you know, to talk about, you know, Nick's not our guy, Mike Vick's not our guy, we need a quarterback. But, you know, guys, I think we got to give Nick a chance. You know, I think he's a guy that can definitely take us places. He's not your Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, but he's a good start. And the defense is really coming together. They're flying to the ball. They're swarming. I think we got a lot of things, you know, to look forward to finish out this season and the start of next season.
I think that's fair. Thanks for the call, Doug.
I agree. You just got to give Nick Foles the opportunity here. I mean, we're talking about, what, 9 games when you look at last year plus this year? He hasn't even gone through a complete rookie season, and every rookie has ups and downs. He's still basically in his rookie year because he hasn't played in 16 games. Show some confidence in the guy, stand behind him and support him, and I think you'll find out as we move forward here as Eagles fans that the guy's a pretty good football player.
Yeah, and you're not staying with a guy who hasn't shown flashes on the field. You're staying with a guy who has had great games like today. So hanging with a guy like that shouldn't be a tough thing. It's not like you've drafted a guy in the first round and he hasn't shown you anything for 4 or 5 games. And you're like, all right, I got to see what this guy's doing. No, the guy's shown flashes, and he's been consistent here other than the Dallas game. So I think it's a great thing moving forward. I think it's going to be a great thing for them.
A big week for Nick Foles, and that's what we will be following throughout the week here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. The Eagles take out the Raiders 49-20. Nick Foles becomes the 7th player in NFL history to throw for 7 touchdowns in a game, only the 2nd time since 1961. Peyton Manning did it earlier this season. And that will do it for the postgame show presented by Rico. Don't forget, we've got Eagles Live tomorrow at noon with Dave Spadaro. We will have Chip Kelly's press conference live right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. For Ike Reese, for AJ Feely, and for Adam Kaplan, we thank you for joining us and have a great Eagles night. We'll be right back.